to hear that. Call the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. There are some people in Manitou Springs, Colorado, who hate getting fruitcakes for Christmas. In fact, since 1995, they've dedicated the first Saturday of January to disposing of these unwanted holiday treats at the Great Fruitcake Toss. This is a competition in which contestants hurl their fruitcakes as far as possible using homemade catapults and slingshots. The record was set in 2007 by a group of engineers from Boeing who launched a fruitcake 1,420 feet. That's over a quarter of a mile. As impressive as this is, Psalm 103 reminds us that God's love is so great toward those who fear Him that He's removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That's why we celebrate Jesus' birthday, because Jesus came to make it possible for everyone who comes to Him to have their sins hurled far away. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas. It is the final days of shopping, so if the panic is beginning to set in, consider a new mattress. Check out the kids' mattresses or the guest room set. Or is your bed shot? Mr. Sandman has a large group of mattresses on closeout at highly discounted prices. Certain memory foam and hybrids. Some of my most popular Jameson models have been discontinued. I have reduced the really nice Scott Brothers premium sets from Restonic. These are true discounts off our previous sale prices and are limited to stock on hand. All sales are final, no layaways or exchanges. A new pillow also makes a wonderful gift that will be appreciated for years. All bedroom pieces are on sale, including metal beds and headboards. Mr. Sandman will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We will be delivering Saturday the 23rd, but delivery spots will fill up. We are heavily stocked with our budget sets with a really nice queen set for $399 and some from $249. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 on the first couple of days of this week weather-wise. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly, but not too cold. Overnight low temperature 39. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine dominating again with a high temperature in the middle 60s. That's not bad in late December. On Wednesday, I think high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Clouds will increase, chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, it turns colder Friday as winter begins and the rain ends. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
dun ding by the 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 dun.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB for Monday afternoon. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent and confused host, Greg Goodell. My Tom Alexander.
Joey,
he's
here.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Let's avoid the news.
That sound good to you, Joey?
All right. Aye, aye, Captain.
I would love to know what's happening in the market. I woke up at, I don't know, about noon for my nap today. One of the first things I do is see where the stocks are. Why? Because I have $0 invested. I just want to know.
Right, right, of course.
And it was up about 150 at noon. It's finishing the day 500 points down. Now below 24,000. I would love to know.
Sounds like somebody's outside your home.
Yeah, it is. Let's see who it is. Anybody exciting out there?
Man, everyone, we're looking at a report right now. Everything's down. I would assume healthcare's down because of just in reaction to this ruling by the judge, Texas judge. This weekend.
Well, so who do we get mad at for that? The judge or for passing an illegal law in the first place?
Oh, right. No, I'm not upset. Number one, because it won't affect anything in 2019. That, I mean, this ruling wouldn't go in, because the enrollment period already happened. So the plans and all that's locked in. So we wouldn't see any changes till 2020. What a great time to be arguing about that.
Man. I just don't know.
But that's why healthcare stocks would be down, because that creates all sorts of uncertainty in the system.
Well, you know, the media loves to promote negativity, too. So,
oh, yeah.
While I'm paying $1.77.9 for a gallon of gas yesterday morning.
It's not bad.
Usually when you see that, people say, wow, this is great. I'm paying a lot less for gas. Something must be good. But these... You know, the pessimism about the future, that was at an all-time high a couple of months ago. What's happened? Since then, it's got everybody so down in the dumper. Maybe it was the November election. Maybe it's this relentless onslaught of crap with the president and Mueller and nothing and all. Oh, we cleared those Stroke and Page phones. I mean... It is so frightening, the level at which the deep state operates. There are so many embedded people who hate this president and will do anything they can. And by that, I mean, crash the economy, why not? That's what Bill Maher thought was a good idea. He says, well, you know, a lot of people like Trump because the economy's going well, so let's hope for a recession. And then everybody will blame him and throw him out. I don't get it. But that's why we have Brent, and Brent will join us after 5. But that's over 1,000 points off the Dow, including Friday. It's not good.
No.
Chris is our first caller of the afternoon. Yes, Chris.
Oh, Greg, Joey, how are y'all this afternoon so far?
I'm, you know, fair to middling.
Well, I was just listening to In a Dan show and everything, and a couple of things that's been going on, you know, about the wall and the deal with China, and it just kind of hit me. This was something, you know, even if it's not true, if it ever came out or Trump come out and said it, that would infuriate the left and the Democrats. Maybe what he's working up to deal with China is to build the wall, since they're so good at building walls.
Huh?
I mean, the Great Wall of China has been there for ages, so...
Yeah, no, they...
I mean, I just kind of... this is spin off to the side, and I...
Well, I mean...
Would not be something.
They're like any other country in the world. They have a border, and they protect it.
Yeah.
Even crap-hole countries that you wouldn't want to find yourself in, like Iran, have borders that they protect. But not the United States, because everybody wants to be here, and we've got one party that wants to let everybody in. As if it's some kind of, you know, walk in the park.
But, yeah, if that ever came out, even if he had said something like that, you just know that would really
Why do you think and the media is doing a good job of hiding this, too? Why do you think 76,000 people were rioting in Paris over the weekend?
Exactly.
Because of their government, because of this stupid Paris Climate Agreement, because they're being taxed to death. And that's what the Democrats would love to do to us. And if they want riots in the streets, they'll get them.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, why would I give it? I'm at my age.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to fall back on, but I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's the truth, but... I hope y'all have a good afternoon, and I hope y'all have a good day.
Yeah. Really? Where's all this going? Where's all this headed? And of course, once Congress reconvenes, they're going to be investigating Trump's wardrobe and, you know, anything. This is what Congress is going to prioritize. Finding something. After 2 years, Mueller... who was supposed to investigate Russia collusion, has he found anything in the way of Trump colluding with Russia on the 2016 election, where most of us with eyeballs can see that there was plenty of collusion between Clinton, the Secretary of State, and her foundation, and pay for play with the Russians, and nobody seems to give a rat's ass about that. No, we got to get Trey's eyes. He's not one of us. He's not one of the elites. I'll be lucky if I make it through this holiday alive. Mark that 3/15/28 on this date, just in case I croak soon. You'll know that I predicted it. Then I'll go down as one of the great.
Yeah, but is it a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Horse hockey.
Cheer up, Greg. It's the holidays. You do like what I did this weekend.
Huh.
Gluttony is my name. I ate a whole chocolate bundt cake.
A whole chocolate
bundt cake? I went through 3 liters of milk. However much that is. Maybe more.
Have you seen the cake on the kitchen table then?
Yeah, I saw it.
That's a caramel cake that was brought here by our buddy Ray Ray.
Ooh.
He's one of our Baumhauers.
Sure.
Folks.
Yeah.
And it's funny. That's a large cake, but that has been whittled down to about a quarter of its former self all day long. Dan Morris walked by it. Oh, he says, that cake is good. He says, that cake just screams for milk. He's right. So I checked my ring, and I don't know what the activity was. Maybe the bunny that sits in the front bushes.
You actually have a wild bunny that hangs out?
Yeah.
It's a wild one, though. A wild rabbit.
A wild hare.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
And I've seen him in front and in back, and a bunny's enough to set the ring off. So
we're talking about Greg's new fancy pants surveillance system / doorbell. If anything gets near his door or entryways, he's alerted to it with the calm, soothing sound of wind chimes, and he can look at what's going on outside of his house on his phone. It's pretty cool stuff, actually.
It really is. And it's funny. Sometimes you'll just catch funny moments. But I've seen the rabbit in the back. And Roz says she saw a possum on the backyard camera. But it illuminates everything. And, man, if there's something back there, it'll activate.
I'm dealing with a mouse.
You got a mouse?
Yeah. We've already contacted the landlord. It's going to be taken care of, but...
Remember the mouse up here?
Oh, I do. No, I was, you know, that all that milk I drank,
yeah,
along with the cake? I was going to get some more milk at about 1:30 in the morning, half, yeah, asleep. It's like, want some milk? I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And something scurried across my feet. Freaked me out.
Over your feet?
Didn't touch me, but it was like right in front of my feet. And it didn't want to be seen by you. I scared it. But it also freaked me out. Like, what the hell was that? It's a mouse. I got a little glimpse of it. It's not a rat. It's a tiny little mouse. Not a big deal. But it's just like, yeah, got to deal with them.
Well, that's like the one we had up here.
Oh, yeah.
Jay saw it. It went ripping by from where you're in the same seat you're in.
Yeah.
Says, I saw something. I think it might have been a mouse. And then like 5 minutes later, the third file cabinet drawer was open and the mouse was sitting on my butter plate chowing down on butter.
Because you keep your butter up here.
I don't anymore.
Well, right.
I was summoned to the boss's office about butter in the file cabinet. But that creeped me out. I'm not really good with rodents. I don't want them around.
I don't like them. I mean, a rat would actually freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd try to kill it immediately. It's a tiny mouse. You got to deal with it, but it's not that big.
Well, we had one of the, I think it was East of the Rockies, came by with some pest control stuff, and the mouse ended up in one of those boxes that it crawls into and never comes out.
Oh, yes.
Because we could see a silhouette in there. And the amazing Kresnack came and picked it up and disposed of it. Haven't seen one since. But you got to watch that back door to this building, or they'll get in. I don't know where they get in. The one that was up here, for all we know, it fell through the ceiling. Michael Flynn to be sentenced tomorrow. Really? When they can't produce the 302s on that whole setup? That whole thing was set up.
Well, that's how it's coming to a head. It's like, that's Flynn. Flynn's defense team made this point. It was all set up.
They didn't fill out 302s. They didn't tell him that, hey, this is an interview, so anything you say that isn't truthful could be held against you, or you could be charged with lying to the FBI. They didn't tell any of that. Because they play by different rules. Because they're ass holes all over the place in the government. And when they want something, they're going to get it. Because they are our superiors. They're our betters. They know better than we do. And right now, the one thing they know more than anything is that Donald Trump should not be president. You going for cryo tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I need it. I went hard this morning. After all that cake.
All that bundt cake.
Yeah, I needed to, I worked out hard.
So you, did a lot of yoga?
A little more like a lot of push-ups.
Oh.
Like, 100 standard push-ups and 50 decline push-ups with the feet up and then another shoulder chest workout. I'm guessing around 1,000 calories. I kicked my own ass.
I pushed 250 pounds of me off the bed today.
Wow.
What a lift.
Look at you. You're like He-Man.
Actually, I think I weigh less than that now.
Good.
Because I've lost weight. I've been doing the infusion weight loss IVs. And, of course, the thing in infusion now is CryoSkin 3.0. And this is a technology that actually destroys fat cells beneath the skin. You don't feel anything. This machine just lasers them out, they dissolve, your system disposes of them, and in a matter of a number of treatments, you're inches thinner. They can target specific areas too, if you want to look less jolly, or maybe your upper arms, whatever. Talk to Ryan Turner at Infusion at 296-1662. about CrowdSkin 3.0, about their laser that helps target chronically painful areas of your body and uses your system to heal itself, drives the flow of blood there. And the IVs are a great boost. I'm going for one Saturday because I've got a long drive coming up Sunday. And I want to be ready. Although I wish I was on my way now. I would have been gone today. That was the original plan. I pushed it back a week. So, if you are looking to accomplish any, feeling better, feeling healthier, losing weight, more energy, losing inches off your waist, Infusion can help you with all of it. And they have special holiday packages available now, too. At 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com and be sure you tell them you heard about them here.
Hey, we are coming down the home stretch for the greatest time of the year. It's Christmas time, and at Marguerite's, we know how to do it. We make it a Marguerite's. Whatever you can dream of, whatever she's dreamt of, whatever picture you have, we're still making it a Marguerite's. That's what we do. We make it a Marguerite's. Whether it's a necklace, pendants, earrings, ring, diamond, whatever you can think of, we'll make it for you. We'll get it done. How about our Christmas specials? $100. Tiffany-style diamond bezel diamond necklace. Unbelievable. 7 points white, yellow, row gold. Come see us at Marguerite's.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention holiday special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center has some big shows coming up in the new year. See the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters on January 13th, Wayne Newton February 7th, Ron White February 14th, and the Commodores on March 29th. What a great stocking stuffer idea. Go to impactonline.org for ticket information.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Social media,
TV,
billboards. It seems like every day someone's being offended by something. But suppose you're one of the dwindling number of people who can see a social media post and then go on with your life. Try as you might, things just don't offend you. Until now. Introducing Offend-A-Mall, the new drug that helps promote self-righteous indignation. Just 2 Offend-A-Mall tablets each morning, and you're guaranteed to be upset by something before lunch. Best of all, Offend-A-Mall works on certain receptors in your brain, making you use atrocious spelling and grammar when you blast someone on social media. Which means you'll fit right in on both sides, haters and supporters. It's a win-win. So look for Offend-A-Mall at your pharmacy today. If the 17-year-old tech behind the counter can put down her precious smartphone long enough to take your order. That was just a test. For Offend-A-Mall.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
That's how Hitler always looks like. She's got a broomstick in her ass, you know?
Is that where it is?
Somewhere. Nah. Close by, perhaps. Just saying. As she runs around America in her hospital. Have you seen that her tour? Yeah, they're doing this. What are they calling it? Send an email. The Bill and Hillary whirlwind speaking tour.
Mm-hmm.
There were 19,000 seats available for the opening in Toronto. About less than 3,000 were sold, so they had to curtain off and, you know, move everybody together so it didn't look like the failure that it was. Their next stop was scheduled for Houston, but had to be delayed because of the funeral of H.W. Bush, which was a good reason to not have it so they wouldn't be embarrassed again. Even in deeply blue territory, there doesn't seem to be much interest in what the Clintons have to say. About what? You can get good Groupon discounts on prices to see them in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. Those are places that are all big Clinton fans, but...
Why would...
Like most Democrats, they don't, you know, they don't want to pay to see it.
I just don't... I don't get it. Like, it's one thing to, like, go see a current president.
What is
Karl Rove?
What is he babbling about?
Oh, the stupid politics of shutdowns.
Oh, shutting down the government?
It's not an actual shutdown, number one. It never is as bad as everybody makes it out to be, number two. Why don't you just get the job done or actually shut it down? Do something different.
What he said, I'm in complete agreement with. Do you know that I almost found a new way to damage my car?
Really? I thought you had it all figured out.
Well, I had it, got it back from Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body, and it looked amazing. Amazing. Inside and out.
Sure.
I mean, you'd never know that a slob like me had ever owned that car one day. Which is nice, because I'm going down to visit Goose. I want it to look presentable. And over the weekend, I started... The only place I don't bother them with is the back. Not the trunk, but behind the back seat area.
Right. Yeah.
But I did start to clean that up to make room so the family trucks can go down loaded with gifts. And I was fine. I had the back hatch of the car open while it was parked in the garage because it'll easily open.
Sure. There's clearance.
But what it, yeah. That's what I thought, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was thinking.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I need a little bit more room to walk around the car so I can reach what I want to reach. So I just popped in, turned it on, and started slowly backing up when I heard crunch.
Oh, no.
What? As the rear door of the car met the garage.
Because there's a lip.
There's just enough. Just enough. Now, it sounded pretty bad. Shut up. This isn't funny.
It is.
It's funny, but it isn't funny. Because I got a lot on my mind.
Sure.
All right, it's funny.
It's just a matter of looking, Greg.
I've been consumed with a lot of very important thoughts.
I understand.
And I was just, why... If it clears it inside, why just going down that little bump to get in the garage? That'd be enough to make contact. So I thought, I'll take the car somewhere else. I don't think I could face Donnie Turner again. Well, notice, not just if somebody rear-ended me, that's one thing. But how many stupid accidents can you have before somebody who believes in you says, you know what? So, of course, the first thing I did was put my head in my hands and say, okay, how bad is this going to look? No damage.
Good.
Because as dumb as the accident was, I masterminded the right way to have it without damaging anything. Garage door works fine. There's no marks on the outside of the car.
I'm just saying that you were in the garage when the door was open. Because, like, this door right here,
I want to make it clear. I don't, when I come to work, I don't go in the garage, open the back door of the car, and back out.
No.
I was cleaning it.
Right.
And I just decided I need more room, and I was...
And just like, but any door, a garage door, a normal door like to the studio, does the frame of the door reach the ceiling?
Not this room.
No.
Shut up.
Man. No, that's easy. I've done stupid crap, too.
Merry Christmas, Donnie.
No, there were, like, it had to be three years ago. I was at the old house.
Yeah.
And we had somebody visiting. And I was just so into my routine, I kept forgetting somebody was parked behind me in the driveway.
Oh.
So it wasn't like I was going at a high rate of speed. But two or three mornings, I backed into our guest. Not just in simple reverse. It didn't cause any damage. Right. It's just like, what? Idiot.
Well, fortunately, I didn't have to call Donnie about this. And of course, I walked like this past my neighbor's house after that little bump incident a couple of weeks ago. I'm the only one that walks around the neighborhood with a shroud, you know, my jacket pulled up along the side of my face. So everybody knows it's me. I'm an idiot.
It's the monk of the cul-de-sac.
This has all got to change soon. It's all going to change soon, I promise. But when you do need your car to look as good as new, maybe better. And I just got it back looking that way just days ago. It still does look as good as new, maybe better. I've been really careful. No spills, no sloshes, nothing on the inside. I'm very careful to show respect. But that's what you can expect from Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane for three decades, setting the gold standard in automotive body repair. Their number is 27REC with a W. Now let's find out some customers.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing good right now. So is the Boulevard, Taylor Road at East Chase. Also, Wetumpka Highway at Jasmine Hill and all outbound routes really doing fine. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center, Cobbs Ford Road, Prattville. For more information, call David McClinton, 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Remember to drive defensively and don't become a distracted driver. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. An inmate who escaped from an Alabama work release center last week has been captured. The Alabama Department of Corrections said 36-year-old Terrence Couch was arrested by Enterprise Police on Saturday. Couch had escaped from a work release center in Elba on Friday. A well-known civil rights monument in downtown Montgomery is soon to reopen following months of repairs. The memorial, which is owned by the Southern Poverty Law Center, has been undergoing extensive underground renovations to its water system since this summer. Officials say the discovery of more problems with its plumbing has delayed the renovation. They hope to have it back open to the public by the first of next year. And tonight is the last night to tour the Alabama Governor's Mansion as part of its yearly Christmas tours. Tickets are available at its gift shop. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 on the first couple of days of this week weather-wise. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly, but not too cold. Overnight low temperature 39. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine dominating again with a high temperature in the middle 60s. That's not bad in late December. On Wednesday, I think high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Clouds will increase. Chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, it turns colder Friday as winter begins and the rain ends. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. after Christmas, the New Year's not far behind. So when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros can find brands they trust at the right price. Got a big plumbing job coming up? Save 5% on select A. O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Then get SharkBite Evo PEX connectors to get it done fast and ensure a proper connection every time. Plus, you can order what you need online and pick it up in store. See LowesForPros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
There's still time to find great gifts for everyone on your list at Macy's One Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online. Like the ultimate gift of diamonds, studs, pendants, necklaces, rings, and more. 50% off. Spruce up that spare room with Monroe Queen or King sheet sets at our lowest price of the season, $38.99. And we've got coats for the family, 60% off. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you there, Kelly. Would you like to not be offended? Here's how you handle it. So simple.
And then we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
3:43, I was cheering myself up during that by reading this article from conservative blog about what's coming in January. This, I don't know if this affects the market or not. We'll ask Brandt. New York Attorney General-elect Letitia James says she plans to launch sweeping investigations into President Donald Trump, his family, and anyone in his circle who may have violated the law once she settles into her job next month. Excuse me, Miss Attorney General-elect bitch, but don't you have to have probable cause? Or are you just doing this because you're such a hate-filled douchebag? That's what you got to do to... What? Is that it? What's he done? Nothing. Russia collusion. $30 million. And a team of Democratic hacks with unlimited access to not only the field that they were assigned to investigate, but have gone well above and beyond that. Just associating Michael Cohen with Donald Trump makes Donald Trump look bad, but Donald Trump did nothing that Michael Cohen did that was illegal. Cohen's just a rodent. But this is scary stuff. What happens when they decide you are the next one? They want to undo you and your family and every person that's ever had any dealings with you. That's government harassment. That, my friend, is fascism. Except there's one distinction. Now, you've bankrupted Flynn over nothing. You've made him lose his home over nothing. You've cost him all this money, his house, and his reputation because the Mueller folks, the FBI, failed to inform him that he was... We want to come over and chat. Didn't say he was under oath or, you know, they would be having some type of investigation going on, and the man's life is ruined, and he never told a lie. And they can't seem to find the 302 forms that are supposed to be made out after a conversation like that takes place. That's Strokoff and the rest of the, you know, the group that's no longer McCabe. Why are those people in jail? What did Jeff Sessions do for 2 years? Besides walk away at the beginning and leave the president like a hunk of raw meat for these parasites to climb all over. So that's what we've got to look forward to. It's not the business of the people. It's not people working together, parties working on a bipartisan basis. No. They want Trump the hell out because he's not one of them. That's the only crime he's committed, is not being a political lifer like the rest of these pricks. I don't care if it sounds bad. I'm sick of it. Nobody was treated like this. Good Lord. Barack Obama did God knows how many things that at least deserved a second look. Like a plane load of cash to Iran without authorization. Just a few, $150 billion. Whoa, I'm just returning. Nobody said a word. But if Trump blows his nose, they want to know if he threw it, the Kleenex away in a sanitary, you know. That's what's going on. Nancy, I'm sorry you didn't feel like hanging, but I get it because it's Monday.
It's the most depressing day of the week. Weekend's expired and you're really tired. You just want to sleep. It's the most depressing day of the week. There'll be meetings to go to that you cannot sleep through. The clock is moving way too slow. When you think you're all finished, your hopes are diminished. You have to work late, you scream, no! It's the most depressing day of the week.
I really, friends, if this show is going to continue,
yes,
I'm just going to have to stop, because everything I read just makes my blood boil, makes me sad. Because I thought we lived in a free country, but we don't. There's a structure in power that was greatly upset by the election as president. And, boy, if you think it's bad now, you think it's bad now? What do you think will happen when we give it back to them in 2020? Because we will. They will make it so that just the sound of the name Donald Trump. I'd rather vote for the Democrat. Just so we'll have Joe Biden at age 80 and beat off O'Rourke, the skateboarding Texas congressman, and that'll be that. And why? Because we asked for it, that's why. It's just unbelievable.
We'll call tomorrow, George. Call tomorrow.
Let's listen to him, Joe. He's doing his producer thing here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Somebody calling about health insurance options, the another show, Dan show talked about.
Is that, is one of those the, what's the one that's faith-based?
Yeah, Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Yeah. I just recommended that to somebody myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least if they look into it.
Good alternative.
You missed all the great stuff I was talking about, though.
What were you talking about?
If you think it's bad now, give it a little more time. Because it's only going to get worser. Why don't we see if there's any baseball trades, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Take a little look at the MLB. You know, it's that season. They're planning for next year. Let's see what the latest is. The Mets have signed Wilson Ramos, you know, to play catcher.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's, I mean, real journeyman.
And the Yankees signed J.A. Happ, but the Pirates interested in Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's going to take some negotiation. It's going to take, you know, some hardball. 1,000 points of light.
Operation Desert Storm. Here's a meme that's cute. On one side is a picture of a joint, and underneath it the word weed, and then next to it is a picture of Schumer, and it has the word dope. That's how I feel. Schumer and dope. Should I post it?
I think you should.
Either nobody's watching my page or I just haven't tried hard enough to piss anybody off lately, but I haven't lost any friends lately.
Well, maybe Facebook thinks you're a Russian bot, so they don't let people see what you do.
Hey, don't forget we're having our end of the year party at Baumhauer's.
Oh, yes.
And that will be this Wednesday night, and we're all going to get sauced. Be able to walk out of there with your favorite Baumhauer sauce as a way of saying thanks for helping us have such a great year with those good folks over there. 3:51 and a half. Let's go car shopping, shall we? Over at Jack Ingram. Why, you've been hearing about Tiptain since you were knee-high to a Volga.
Indeed.
Tiptain's, well, when we needed to buy a first car. By the way, Chandra got 3 A's and a B honor roll again, sophomore year, AUM.
Fantastic.
He's just doing amazing. And he's definitely going to end up with an upgrade at the end of the school year.
Good. He deserves it.
Deserves it. But right now, you can get it at Mercedes. That's C-Class sedan, C320 for $59.90. This car is silver. The inside and outside are gorgeous. The engine's been signed up by the Ingram team of mechanics. Is ready to deliver reliable miles. 72,000 miles on this car. That's it. 72,000 miles. It was driven about a little less than 4,000 miles a year since it rolled off the assembly line. That's a car that has been babied. Hey, if Mercedes was great in 2002, it's great today. If you've always wanted to drive one, that's how you can do it for under $6,000 with a little help from Jack Ingram. Great sedan. The Honda Civic is an excellent car for a new driver. They've got a 2010 with only 64,000 miles on it. That's $79.90. Need something large for work, like a Chevy Trailblazer? They have one of those available. And you know, let's say you get around knees, like if you need something for the carpool, the Nissan Rogue. That's the car I bought for me. Because I just love myself enough to buy myself. Anyway, we're three-time purchasers at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. That means these are cars that we put down payments on, made loan arrangements, and make payments on them every month, just like anybody else. And we're very, very happy with the value we received in all three of our deals. In fact, the first one's paid for. So when you're ready for something that's reliable, that looks great, that will meet all of your criterion. Remember them. It's a great group over there at 235 Northeastern Bypass, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. On the bypass. When does Mr. Adams begin his new weeknight show?
I think the new year, so the 2nd.
January the 2nd?
Yes.
Congratulations to Terry. Clearing the Air will become a Monday through Friday thing from 7:30 to 9, right?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
So we'll have the Joey Clark Radio Hour. That show
from 6 to 7.
6 to 7. The show that follows that, and then Terry from 7:30 to 9.
Yes,
right here on News Talk. We're going to check traffic. We got Fox News coming up a little over an hour from now. We'll talk to Brant McDonald and simply ask him what the is going on Wall Street that there's so much pessimism.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing good right now. So is the Boulevard, Taylor Road at East Chase. Also Wetumpka Highway at Jasmine Hill and all outbound routes really doing fine. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center, Cobbs Ford Road, Prattville. For more information, call David McClinton, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Remember to drive defensively and don't become a distracted driver. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod.
It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure. We are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Merry Christmas from Wholesale Hunter.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.